ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासां ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 7, Further Inquiries by Vidura, and Text Number 32. Dharmartha kama mokshanam nimit. Dharmartha kama mokshanam nimittanya virodhataha vartaya danda niti niteshcha श्रुतस्य च विधिं पृथक् धर्मार्थकाममोक्षानां निमित्तान्यविरोधतः वार्ताया दण्डनीतेश्च श्रुतस्य च विधिं पृथक् धर्मार्थकाममोक्षानां निमित्तान्य विरोधतः वार्ताया दण्डनीतेश्च श्रुतस्य च विधिं पृथक्. Translation: You may also describe the non-contradictory cause of religiosity, economic development, sense gratification and salvation, and also the different means of livelihood and different process of a law and order as mentioned in the revealed scriptures. Shraddhasya cha vidim brahman pitrunam sargam eva cha grahana kshatra taranam kala vaya vasanstitim. Please also explain the regulations of offering respect to forefathers, the creation of the Pitruloka, the time schedule in the planets, stars and luminaries and their respective situation. Purport: The time durations of day and night as well as months and years are different in the different planets, stars and luminaries. The higher planets like a moon and Venus have time measurements different from those of the earth. It is said that 6 months of this planet equal, planet earth equal 1 day of the higher planet. In Bhagavad Gita, the duration of 1 day in Brahmaloka is measured to be 1000 times of 4 yugas. 4,300,000 years multiplied by 1,000, and the month and year in a Brahmaloka are calculated in that measure. So here we find that even Vidurji is asking about the Shraddha Vidhi, the regulations of offering respects to forefathers. Generally, because of misunderstanding in our institute itself. Some people, they say there is no need of performing Shraddha. And they deny all these rituals actually. Really?
Yeah.
No need for outside people to destroy the society. Insides are enough to do that. Actually, see, these things are discussed in Bhagavatam. Forget about any other Puranas. And if we call ourselves as a, we follow Bhagavat Vidhi, then we should know this. Even Lord Gauranga, no one is higher than him. He did all Shraddha ceremony for his father.
Yeah.
When he was a Grihastha, he followed everything what supposed to be followed by the Brahmin Grihastha. Dānasya tapaso vāpi yacchesta purtayo phalam ravāsasthasya yodharmo yashasya pums utāpadi. Please also describe the fruitive result of charity and penance and digging reservoirs of water. Please describe the situation of person who are away from home and also the duty of a man in an awakened position. The digging of reservoirs of water for a public use is a great work of a charity. And retiring from family life after 50 years of age is a great act of penance performed by the sober human being. Again, ke 10 saal bache hai phir. Bhagavan. बस वृंदावन जाके रह जाएंगे और क्या. ये वा भगवान स्तुष्य धर्मयोनिर्जनार्दन संप्रसीदति वा येषां एतद् आख्याहि मे अनघा. ओ सिनलेस, O sinless one, because the personality of a Godhead, the controller of all living entities, is the father of all religion and all those who are candidates for regulative religious activities, kindly describe how he can completely satisfy. Bhagavan's tushe Dharmayoni hi Janardana. Dharmayoni, father of religion. All the religious activities are meant ultimately to satisfy the personality of a Godhead. The Lord is the father of all religious principles. Dharmayoni hi Janardana. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, text number 16. Chaturvarnamaya srishta guna karma vibhaga shaha. Sorry, this one is what? Chaturvida bhajate maam. Janaha sukrunitana vajana arti arta arti chigyasu jnani chabratasha. Four kinds of pious men. The needy, the distressed, the enlightened, and the inquisitive. Approach the Lord in devotional service, and their devotion is mixed with the material affection. But above them are the pure devotees, whose devotion is not tainted by any material tinges of fruitive work or speculative knowledge. Those who are only miscreants throughout their lives are compared to the demons. they are bereft of all knowledge. In spite of any academic educational career, they may pursue such a miscreant. They are bereft of all knowledge. In spite of any academic education career, they may pursue. Such a miscreants are never candidates for satisfying the Lord. My goodness. Those who are only miscreants throughout their lives are compared to demons. They are bereft of all knowledge. In spite of any academic educational career, they may pursue. Such a miscreants are never candidates of satisfying the Lord. That's why everyone can't preach actually. Because there are more scholar people academically. And through your knowledge you can't preach them. What need to preach them is compassion. And to have that compassion you need to work on your sadhana. You need to work on increasing your credential in the devotional life. Otherwise, to change this side top of people who are having the academic education and career also, but if they are miscreants, just by the mercy of pure devotee they can be changed. Otherwise it's very tough. Because such a miscreants are never candidates for satisfying Lord Vishnu. अनुव्रतानां शिष्यानां पुत्रानां च द्विजोत्तमं अनापृष्टमपि भूर्य गुरवो दीनवत्सलः. ओ बेस्ट अमंग ब्राह्मणस, दोज हु आर स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर्स आर वेरी काइंड टू द नीडी. दे आर ऑलवेज काइंड टू देयर फॉलोअर्स, डिसाइपल्स एंड सन्स. And without being asked by them, the spiritual master describes all that is knowledge. There are many subjects to be known from the bona fide spiritual master. The followers, disciples and sons are all on one level for the bona fide spiritual master. And he is always kind to them and always speaks to them on the transcendental subjects. Even though he is not asked by them. That is the nature of bona fide spiritual master. Vidur appealed to Maitreya Muni to speak on a subject about which he might not have asked. So here the wonderful quality of a spiritual master as explained by Vidura himself. They are always kind to their followers, disciples and sons, and without being asked them, the spiritual master describes all that is knowledge. And one more sentence that Prabhupada makes it very clear, that the nature of bona fide spiritual master, there are many subjects to be known from the bona fide spiritual master. So actually it is more enlivening, this conversation between Vidurji and Maitreyaji. Generally we don't pay such attention that what we should talk to our spiritual master. And generally it happens that our spiritual masters are also so busy to take care of so many disciples, they also don't have the time to spare with you. What to do in such a condition? They give option like having a Shiksha Guru. But how much you can relate with that person? What is the qualification of Shiksha Guru? Have you heard that concept anywhere in scripture?
Huh?
Mentor. What is that?
This is my like teacher, whatever he's saying. I am just following whatever he's saying. Now that we are doing
that, the
mentor, if any connection will come, they are talking to me. Like teacher.
Like a counselor system. Who takes back you back home back to Godhead?
Atmasama.
Okay. तत्वानां भगवस्तेषां कथिदा प्रतिसंक्रमः तत्रैम किम् उपासिरन् न कवु स्विदनु शेरते. Please describe how many dissolutions there are for the elements of a material nature and who survives after the dissolution to serve the Lord while he is asleep. There are different kinds of pralayas. In the Brahma Samhita, it is said that all the material manifestation with the innumerable universe appears and disappears with the breathing of Mahavishnu lying in a yoga nidra or a mystic sleep. Yah karanarnavajale vajatisma yoga Nidramananda jagadanda saromakupaha Adhara shakti mavalamya param swamurtim Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Yasya ekanishvasita kalamathavalambya Jeevanti loma viraja jagadandanatha Vishnur mahan sahayayasya kalavishesho Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Govind, the ultimate and supreme personality of a Godhead, Lord Krishna, lies sleeping unlimitedly on the causal ocean in order to create unlimited numbers of a universe during that sleep. He lies on that water by his own internal potency. And I worship that original supreme Godhead. Due to his breathing, innumerable universes come into existence. And when he withdraws his breath, there occurs a dissolution of all the laws of the universe. That planetary portion of the Supreme Lord is called Mahavishnu. And he is part and parcel of Lord Krishna. I worship Govinda, the original Lord. After the dissolution of the material manifestation, the Lord and his kingdom beyond the causal ocean do not disappear. Nor do the inhabitants, the Lord's associates. The associates of the Lord are far more numerous than the living entity who have forgotten the Lord due to the material association. The impersonalist explanation of the word aham in the four verses of the original Bhagavatam, aham eva, asam eva, agra, etc., is refuted here. The Lord and his eternal associate remain after the dissolution. Vidura's inquiry about such a person is a clear indication of the existence of the all paraphernalia of the Lord. This is also confirmed in a Kashi Khanda as quoted by both Jiva Goswami and Srila Vishwanath Goswami, who follow in the footsteps of Sridhar Swami. Natchavante hi yad bhakta mahatyam pralayat padi atachyuto khile loke saeka sarvago avyayaha. The devotees of the Lord never annihilate their individual existence even after dissolution of the entire cosmic manifestation. The Lord and the devotees who associate with Him are always eternal in both the material and spiritual world. So again, the individuality and eternity of the relation between Lord and His devotee has explained here. And in the purport, Prabhupada refutes the Mayavad philosophy regarding the manifestation of this cosmic material world. So we'll stop here. So any question or any comment regarding this?
उसमें तात्पर्य में प्रभुपद बताते हैं ना कि जो जीवात्मा यहाँ भौतिक जगत में है वो तो भगवान में प्रवेश कर लेते हैं, लेकिन उससे कई गुणा जीव जो भगवान के साथ भगवत धाम में है वो तो नित्य रूप में भगवान की सेवा में ही है ना। और भगवान के जो पार्षद है वे उनके ऊपर इस प्रलय का कुछ फर्क नहीं पड़ता जो भगवत धाम में है, लेकिन जो बाहर है उनके ऊपर फर्क पड़ता है, उनको वापस भगवान के शरीर में प्रवेश करना पड़ता है। श्रील प्रभुपाद की
क्या हुआ? हाँ सर, वही ना, अभी यहाँ से आके वो हर एक प्रश्न जो यहाँ तक पूछा है उसका उत्तर देते जाएंगे ना क्लियरली। ट्रिपल वेल ए वाले सेल है ना आपके पास, बैटरीज है ना आपके पास प्रो?
मोटा पर और इसके कई तरह के कारण पिंपल और पिंपल के निशान व जलने कटने के निशान को खत्म करने का जबरदस्त उपाय। नमस्कार, हमारे में से कोई भी ये नहीं चाहता कि उसके शरीर पर दाग धब्बे पिंपल पिंपल के निशान व जलने कटने के निशान हो, और खास तौर पर ये कोई भी पसंद नहीं करेगा कि उसके चेहरे पर पिंपल दाग धब्बे या जलने कटने के निशान हो, क्योंकि यही जो चीजें हैं सबसे ज्यादा असर करती हैं चेहरे की सुंदरता पर और इसके कई तरह के कारण हो सकते हैं। लेकिन आज के इस उपाय को लगातार 7 दिन तक लगाने से यानी कि 1 हफ्ता अपनाने से आप अपने चेहरे से दाग धब्बे और